Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The year since Robert Mueller took charge of the FBI's Russia investigation ends with a bang. First, a report that an FBI government informant secretly tried to uncover Trump campaign aides' ties to Russia, a story published last night by the New York Times. This morning, President Trump tweeted, "That's spying, and if so, that would be bigger than Watergate." Then there are questions today about Donald Trump Jr.'s phone calls to blocked numbers before and after his Trump Tower meeting with a Russian lawyer. That was uncovered in congressional transcripts yesterday. And then there's the New Yorker magazine interview with a whistleblower who says there are missing Treasury Department documents involving Trump attorney Michael Cohen's finances. Let's bring in NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing. Phil, lots going on, but start with the Times reporting about Operation Crossfire Hurricane. That's the name the FBI gave its Russia investigation. I love that it's from a Rolling Stones song. But we learned it was the same team that investigated Hillary Clinton's emails. They chose not to interview the Trump team and used a government informant for fear of leaks. As we hear Trump people saying that's spying. But do we know, was the informant, you know, from the FBI infiltrating the campaign, or was it a Trump campaign worker who leaked? What do we know?
We don't know the answer to that question right now. What appears to have taken place, according to this New York Times characterization that you just mentioned, was somebody familiar with these contacts or somebody familiar with these relationships may have come into the FBI, or the FBI may have approached someone on the inside of the Trump family, as it were, not necessarily Trump's immediate family, but within the Trump campaign world, and said, "We've gotten a tip based on these overtures that Russians began making to this Trump foreign policy advisor George Papadopoulos in London, and these offers that are being made to this man by these Russians of meetings with Russian officials, of so-called dirt on Hillary Clinton or other assistance for the Trump campaign." And at that time, this was a counterintelligence investigation. And the way the FBI works in those cases is not necessarily by immediately kicking down somebody's door and making an arrest, but kind of holding back and watching and studying what's taking place. And according to these accounts, this confidential informant, to the extent we know about him or her, may have been part of that effort.
Well, we also are hearing about what happened at that Trump Tower and phone calls from Donald Trump Jr. to a block number. President Trump has a block number. I mean, are people drawing that line?
Well, Donald Trump Jr. was asked about this in at least two of the interviews he gave congressional investigators, once at the House Intelligence Committee and then once at the Senate Judiciary Committee. And the background here is he got these emails in June of 2016 that communicated an offer of help from the Russian government via this series of intermediaries. And then he began to work on his end to set up a meeting at Trump Tower at which he could host this delegation from Russia that he believed was going to bring him some kind of explosive dirt on Hillary Clinton. And there are records that he's provided of the phone calls that he made at that time. And as you say, two of them are to a number that is not recorded in his phone records. He was asked whether that number belonged to his father. He said he didn't remember who he talked to. And that is where the evidentiary trail ends in terms of what members of Congress have and what the committees have released. But this is the kind of thing that a criminal investigator, somebody like the special counsel Robert Mueller and his FBI team, probably can establish on their own. The important thing to remember is that when we view things coming from Congress, we're viewing them through a partisan political filter. Mm. Republicans control the majorities on both these committees. They are allies of the president. They want to protect him and protect Trump Jr. to the extent they can, which is why they didn't issue subpoenas in these cases and they didn't compel him in other ways to try to answer that question more strongly.
Well, just briefly, what about Ronan Farrow's reporting last night in the New Yorker? Last week we got all those documents that showed that Trump's then lawyer, Michael Cohen, used a shell company to move money around. Now Ronan Farrow is talking to the whistleblower, a law enforcement official who says he leaked that information because he found that some Treasury Department reports about Cohen's financial irregularities had gone missing. What are the thoughts there, concerns there?
That's right. What this person has told Farrow in the New Yorker is that there are these so-called reports inside of Treasury, these records about a suspicious financial transaction. And in Cohen's case, two of them are no longer available in the way that they once were. We don't know why this person said to Farrow that he or she doesn't know why. And that's why this person felt it was necessary to reveal what's in the third one that they still did have access to. And so that's the big question that's being asked today. If, in fact, there are these suspicious reports about Cohen. Where did they go and who took them away? Did the special counsel's office pull them because they're too sensitive to an investigative effort? Or did somebody else in Treasury pull them because they are trying to cover up whatever Cohen may be involved with? That's the question that Farrow and The New Yorker have raised. But right now, as you and I are talking today, we don't know what the answer to that is. Yeah. There's still many more questions that are going to have to be answered about that New Yorker report.
Phil Ewing, NPR National Security Editor. Thanks as always.
Thank you.